Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Connor McDavid, a -4 in the decisive game 6. One goal in the 6-game series. Josh Yowie saying he feels for McDavid. Rob Rossi tweeting out McDavid is just one player. That's what you hear when guys lose. Well, he's just one of 23.
Yeah, if you want to make a case for somebody.
Exactly right. Yeah. But when that guy wins and hoists the cup, you go, wow, what a winner.
Mm-hmm.
He's a winner if he wins it. He's one of 23 if he loses it. Someone also texts in, Max Talbot scored 2 Game 7 goals while Crosby was in the dressing room because he got hurt. And yeah, Crosby did get hurt. He played 10 minutes in Game 7 of the 2009 Stanley Cup Final. In those 10 minutes, though, he was not a -2. And Connor McDavid was on the ice twice in the first period for goals scored by the Panthers. He was a -2 after one period. So his mark had already been made in a losing manner in the amount of time that Crosby played in his Game 7 against Detroit. So get the hell out of here with that. And if Crosby's not going to be playing, then that means he's really damn hurt.
Yep.
412-928-9370. The question is this. Do you feel bad for Connor McDavid? He seems to be garnering sympathy. I've brought up a couple of local examples because I don't want to do the whole straw man thing. Even Sean Gentile, who I believe is based locally, who writes for The Athletic, said, who's Connor McDavid going to yell at this time? Is he going to look in the mirror? Which, Sean's a really nuanced guy, and I don't think he's all about the ring culture. I don't want to speak for him, but whenever I see a guy like that say that McDavid should be looking in the mirror this time around, I pay attention to it because he's usually not one of these hot take artists.
Yeah, but the proof is in the pudding, too. I mean, you just said it. I mean, look what he did down the stretch here. You know, didn't really show up. So, you know, obviously it's a lot easier said than done.
Of course.
You know, I mean, of course, but this is our job. And, you know, if you are being talked about as being one of the greats of all time. Now, I also wrestle with this because of the whole Marino thing.
Yeah.
I just think that Marino was in an era where he brought out, like, the passing of the football. So it's a little bit different,
first
I guess.
First guy to throw for 5,000 yards.
Exactly. You know, so I understand that argument of it, but listen, you got to get one. And that's what Ovi did. Like, Ovi, you can almost feel the pressure for years and years and years from Alexander Ovechkin to just get one. Like, I got to get one. And he did. And he figured out a way to get one. So this obviously isn't the ending for Connor McDavid. He probably will get one at some point. I just don't think it's going to be with Edmonton.
The interesting thing about Ovechkin is, apart from when they won the Stanley Cup, they had never gotten beyond the second round of the playoffs.
Right.
So if they didn't win the Stanley Cup in 2018, I mean, he was going to get hit with this forever. And no one's saying McDavid can't be an all-time great. Dan Marino, I think, an all-time great. But you get passed up by guys when you're an all-time great who hasn't won a championship and other guys have great statistics and they have won more than you. That's just the way that it all comes down. Like, that's how you're going to get remembered. That's how you're going to get talked about. That anytime you bring up Dan Marino, you're going to hear people, maybe even from the peanut gallery, shout, yeah, the best who's never won one.
Mm-hmm.
That's just something you wind up having to live with. Now, I think his inclusion in Ace Ventura Pet Detective, I think that makes him an all-time great.
That helps.
I think that pushes him over the top.
Yes.
It helps. He was on with Starkey a couple weeks ago. And he said he gets recognized as much for that as anything else.
No doubt.
Which is just outstanding.
Unbelievable.
One of the great movies ever. Yes. Definitely better than that movie Nana's on Netflix.
Way better.
Do you feel bad for Connor McDavid? 412-928-9370. You can call us, of course, but you can also tweet us at @_AdamCrowley, @ScoreAndDorm, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The only way I'll change my mind on Connor McDavid is if after this year he signs with the Penguins and wins a championship.
Yeah, right.
Come on home,
so much
baby.
For the rebuild.
Yeah, that's right. They'll have the cap space.
Yeah.
Oh,
wouldn't that be something?
I think these next 2 years are really interesting. This is kind of an aside, but I think the Penguins are going to tank this year, and they could wind up with Gavin McKenna.
Yeah, from Penn State.
Yeah, he could be at Penn State. So he could be the next one, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got teams probably jockeying for position to better their lottery odds to get him. And then I'm interested to see some of this cap manipulation that goes on between now and when McDavid's a free agent. And I think McDavid would be an absolute nincompoop if he did not at least test free agency.
Oh, yeah. You have to at this point.
You do. Now, I think you got to stay in Edmonton if you haven't won one, like we were talking about in the first segment, or else there's always going to be that asterisk there. But if you're McDavid, you at least have to go and get courted by all these teams. I mean, at least get a nice dinner or two. Mm-hmm. New York City Toronto and Montreal and all these places.
Jet, you know,
oh, yeah. Get the Kings treatment, man.
No doubt. Yeah.
Absolutely, you got to do that. Do you feel bad for Connor McDavid? 412-928-9370. What happened to us as a society? Everyone used to crush guys when they wouldn't win. That's what sports talk was. And now you got people coming out of the woodwork. Oh, boy, I just feel so bad for this Connor McDavid.
Because he's the one that's carrying the torch,
yeah.
I think, for the sport. I've said it a bunch of times. Like, he is the guy. That's why I, like, root for him, because he is the guy that is carrying the torch for this next generation. And, you know, there's not a plethora of guys.
Well, and you've said this before. You root for greatness.
Yeah.
And I get that. And I was really looking forward to the Stanley Cup final. And through four games, it was a lot of fun. It was the team that won against the quote-unquote next one. And you're hoping, from a storyline standpoint and from a greatness standpoint, that he would rise to the occasion and he would put on a show. And if he did that and he beat the team that thwarted their chances last year after that almost miraculous comeback, we're talking about it forever. And now it's just, oh, man, how good was Florida? And, boy, McDavid choked. Or at least that's what the conversation should be. 412-928-9370. We'd love you to weigh in. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. The Panthers probably don't win the Cup unless they swing that trade for Brad Marchand at the deadline. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Could the Penguins maybe do it with Evgeny Malkin? Or would that hurt everybody's feelings? Aw. First, it's a hairy headline.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.